Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Edios. Today we will be learning the sixth and seventh Mishnayos, Mishnayos Vav and Zion. Mishnah Vav says, Hashvuya Ocheles Betruma, a woman who had been a captive, who had been captured by non-Jewish invaders, she eats Truma, Ocheles Betruma. Divrei Rabbi Dosa, this is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. But the sages say, Yeshvua Ocheles, V'yeshvua She'ena Ocheles. Some captive women do get to eat Truma, and some do not get to eat Truma. So first, let's explain. Eating Truma means that she's married to a Kohen, so she's entitled to eat Truma. But if she was violated, even against her will, then she cannot be married to a Kohen and loses the ability to eat Truma. So that's what we're talking about here. So Rabbi Dosa says that in such a case, she may continue to eat Truma, but the Chachamim say in some cases she can, and in some cases she can't. So the Mishnah now asks, Ketzad, how is that? How is it that some do and some don't? Ha'ishi she'amra nishbesi v'tahora ani, if a woman says, I was captured, but I remained undefiled, ocheles, then she can eat Truma, meaning she can remain permitted to her Kohen husband. This is a parenthetical note, shehapesha aser hu hapesha hitir, that the mouth that prohibits is the mouth that permits. So basically, she was the one who told us she was captured, so if we trust her in that, we can also trust her that she was not violated by her kidnappers. Vim yesh adim shenishbase, but if we know that she was captured because witnesses told us about it, v'hi omeres tahora ani, and she says, well, yes, but I remain pure, eino ocheles, then she cannot eat Truma, because she didn't tell us about it. So we only found out about it from a third party, so she's not believed because she didn't give us the bad news followed by the good news. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Hashvuya, eishes kohen shenishbeis. So the captive woman is the wife of a kohen who is captured. Ocheles betruma, she can eat truma. V'lo chashinan shema hanachri ba'aleha v'asa zona upasla min ha'truma. And we're not worried that her non-Jewish captor had relations with her against her will, which makes her unfit to be married to a Kohen and to eat truma. Shehapesha aser hu hapesha hiter, because the mouth that prohibits is the mouth that permits. Kishem shehemina kisha amra nishbesi, just like we believe her when she says she was captured, kach yeshla mina kisha amra v'taharani. Similarly, we should believe her when she says that she remained undefiled. Mishnah Zion. Arba svekos, Rabbi Yeshua matame v'chachami matarin. There are four cases of doubt where Rabbi Yeshua says things are impure, and the sages say they are still pure. They are not impurified by these cases of doubt. Ketzad, what are these four situations? Hatame omed v'hatahar over. So you've got one person who's impure and he's standing, and you have another person who's pure and he's passing by. Hatahar omed v'hatame over. Or the person who's pure is standing in one place and the one who's impure is passing by. So either way, you've got one person standing and the other one going past him. Tumah b'rishus hayachid v'tahara b'rishus harabim, or if you have something impure in a private domain and something pure in a public domain, tahara b'rishus hayachid v'tumah b'rishus harabim, or if you have something pure in the private domain and impure in the public domain, so again, reciprocal cases. Safik naga, safik lo naga, and then there's a question if these things touched. Suffolk Ha'ahil, Suffolk Lo Ha'ahil, or there's a question of whether these people had a tent over them, whether a canopy of a tree or a building covered both of them simultaneously. Suffolk Ha'asit, Suffolk Lo Ha'asit, or if there's a question if somebody moved the impure object even without touching it and you caused it to move. Rabbi Yeshua Matame, in all of these cases of doubt, Rabbi Yeshua says that the pure thing is made impure, V'chachamim Matarin, but the sages say that it remains pure. And we'll look in the Bart Neuro and we'll see why this is. Hatame Omed, the pure person is standing. Mitzora Omed Tachas Ha'ohel O Tachas Ha'ilan. So you have a Mitzora, which is normally translated a leper. It's not really the same thing. But if he's standing under a tree or if he's standing under a tent, V'tahar Over, and the pure person's passing by, Derech Sham, by way of that overhang. Suffik naga, suffik lo naga, if there's a question whether things touched. O suffik ha'ahil, ha'ilan, or if there's a question whether the tree overhanged both of them, v'ha'il al shnehem v'nitma ha'tahor, and if it did overhang both of them at the same time, that would make the pure one impure. Safik lo ha'il v'lo nitma, and there's a question, perhaps it didn't overhang them both, and therefore he was not made impure. Hari safik echad, it's all one case of doubt. Oshahaya hatahor omed umitsora over zef suffix shani. And the question of whether the pure one was standing and the impure one was walking, that's the second case of doubt. Tumah b'shus hayachid v'tahar b'shus hayrabim. If the impure thing was in the private domain and the pure thing was in the public domain, kagon chenvas hapsucha l'rishus harabim, like let's say you have a store that opens up to the public domain, suffix nichnas, suffix lo nichnas. And then there's a question of if he went in or not. Oshatara b'rishus hayachid v'tuma b'rishus harabim, or conversely, if the pure thing is in the private domain and the impure thing is in the public domain, hare shnei sfekos acheros, that's the other two cases of doubt. Rabbi Yeshua matame, Rabbi Yeshua says all these things are impure. Desavar hol v'rishus hayachid mishutefes b'safek tumazu, since a private domain is involved in all of these cases, havi safek tuma b'rishus hayachid, it's a case of doubt when it comes to impurity in the private domain, usfeko tame, and in such a case of doubt, we rule that the item in question is made impure. The chachamim matarin, but the sages say that all of these things remain pure. The savri ho of a suffik tuma b'rishus harabim mishutefes ba, they feel that since there is a question of impurity in a public domain in all of these cases, have a suffik tuma b'rishus harabim usfeko tahor. So therefore, it's a case of doubt when it comes to impurity in the public domain, and in such a case, the item remains pure. Ve'en halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, and the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yeshua, so in these cases of doubt, the things remain pure. So that's a general rule, that when there's a case of doubt when it comes to impurity in the private domain, we rule in favor of it being impure, and in the public domain, we rule in favor of it being pure. The question now here is, in a case where it has both a public and a private domain, which way do we go? And we follow the opinion of the sages, these things remain pure. Okay, that's Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnah Yeches and Tes.